classic one decision, Shakespeare told us, to be or not to be. That's actually a really good one decision. Not the not to be part, but the to be part. That's to be or not to be. To be alive, awake, be yourself or whatever, or not. To be awake or numbed out. To be conscious or unconscious. And I want you to think about this. It's something that's fueled from the desire in your soul. It's something that feeds your heart. It's something that comes from the fire in your belly. It's something that just feels like it's you and will help you be the biggest you that you can be. And to being open to making this one decision is being open to becoming what you came here on earth to become. It's deciding to be yourself. It's deciding to be the most you you could possibly be. And it only takes like one word or a phrase to name that, but that's what this is about. It's not pleasing somebody else. It's not doing it right. It's not doing perfectly. It's about you doing what you came here to do, to become the blazing, glorious being that you have been designed to be. And it's to allow yourself to see yourself from another perspective. It's to see yourself from not from that lower level negative one decision, but to see yourself from God's perspective, to see yourself through heaven's eyes. How would that see you if you could rise above? Or if you look at how you look at your children, you know, with love and acceptance, is to be able to see yourself in that way. A true one decision would answer some questions like this. Do you want more in life? Do you want more in life? Will you accept the abundance that's your birthright and step into it and receive it fully? Will you step into what is real and out of illusion to the best of your ability? Will you accept reality? Will you admit that you are a child of God and worthy of all good things and to guide your life by that? Will you let yourself be partnered by other people? Will you let yourself be loved and adored? Will you turn yourself over to what matters most to you? Will you let God be an active partner in your life? Are you willing to live a life that's alive, engaged, conscious, satisfying, delicious, yummy, adventuresome, and more? Are you willing to take that commitment that we read earlier about until one is committed, you're hesitant? You can draw back. You're always ineffective. But there's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. It's like the angels are just waiting. They're just, you know, or how whatever that represents. You know, all the goodness of life, it can't come in till you give it something to come in toward. You say, I'm committed, I've decided, I'm living a life of more, I'm awake, I'm engaged, then the universe can come sliding in. It has nowhere to come. There's no room in you. It's been trying all around you. But you say, I'm committed. It's exactly what it's saying, is that the minute you say that you're committed, all sorts of things occur to help you that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from that decision, raising in your favor a man of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance which you could not even have dreamed would come your way. Not even have dreamed it. And you don't wait for those things to come your way and then you decide. It doesn't work that way. You have to decide and then the universe rushes in. It's just like, whew, finally, thank God. Thank God she made room for me. I'm like, they're like waiting. It's that moment of commitment is where you claim your birthright. Like, I choose to live my life. I will not die an unlived life. It doesn't matter what your words are. It's that you choose it and you commit to it and let the universe pour into you and let life come into you and help come into you and support come into you. You're giving people something to support. They want to come help you. They want you to be great at your jobs. They're not forcing that on you. You become coachable. It's a great thing, your own version, of course, but that you're coachable. Like you know, everything starts coming to you then. I choose more. I choose life. I choose love. I choose to be the best me I can be. I choose to be awake. I choose to feel. I want to feel. I want to feel my life. I want to sense it. I'm willing to live my life. That's what I came here for. If I didn't want to live my life, I shouldn't have come here. I came to the wrong planet. I did the wrong thing. If I didn't want to live my life, what the hell am I doing? I mean, that's ridiculous. Why would I, you know, it's, and I can't keep myself from living it anyway, and it's just hell. I might as well, like, jump in and see what the universe brings to me. Jump into the adventure. I already know this other thing. I already know it. I practice it over and over and over and over and over. But I don't know this, and that's a new adventure. And that's the one decision.